Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose Ararat Chinkinian, Vahe Mwadahanyan, Ruben Tamarzian, and finally Afia Zuckerman. All of them of San Bernardino, California. Now, these four together, when they get together, they create the Voltron of stupid. Yeah. See, earlier this year, they claimed that a bear entered their 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost and then caused interior damage. They even provided video evidence of the whole incident. But the insurance company, they then learned that our honorees had also filed claims to two different insurance companies with similar details, including the same date, the same location, and, well, bears. Now, in these cases, the bears attacked a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG and a 2022 Mercedes E350. And once again, they submitted video evidence of a bear trashing their cars. Well, naturally, the insurance companies got suspicious, and they solicited, basically, a little help from a guy at the California Department of Wildlife to review the videos that they'd sent in. And this man confirmed what the insurance companies had suspected. The bear, it was not a bear. It was a guy dressed up as a bear. And our honorees were arrested, the bear costume confiscated. The thing that really tipped them off. Now, the bear costume itself, pretty good as far as bear costumes go. But the wildlife expert pointed out, you know, bears move differently than people. So to watch a person trying to imitate a bear tearing apart a car makes it very obvious that it's a guy in a bear outfit. But, yeah, they tracked these four guys down and, got their bear outfit back.
Stupid.
They may have gotten away with it, but they filed three separate insurance claims with three separate insurance companies. They're all in cahoots, man. And I said, this doesn't make sense.
They were using the claws, basically the same things that you use those forks that you rip apart.
Barbecue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are like their claws.
That's what they're holding on to and ripping apart all the seats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But try to imitate a bear tearing us. Like, instantly, you go, that's a person. Anyway, they were busted. So we poured this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. All right, Joe, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories.
Joe, hey, turn down
Joe,
your
Joe,
radio.
Turn your radio off.
Sorry.
Thank you.
As sexy as my voice is, I still hate hearing.
I know.
We can hear you. You have your choice of one of three stories. Wait,
Joe, you got to turn it down.
The volume button. You got to turn it down. The radio in your car.
I know. You got to keep it down.
Take two.
Sorry.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, there we go. All right, Joe, so you have your choice of one of three stories. We have interior decorating, where, of course, you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
I want to go with interior decorating.
All right, they say sometimes being a woman means having to deal with unexpected pain from things such as period cramps or ovarian cysts. But most of us would never expect that the sudden and severe pain could be the sign of something much more bizarre and potentially even criminal. For one British woman, however, this was the case. She was vacationing in the Canary Islands with some friends. While she was there, she went to a party and woke up the next day in pain. The pain escalated to the point where she ended up in the emergency room, where doctors made what we'll call a shocking discovery. Something odd was in her vagina. Somehow, the story gets worse from there. So the woman was seen by doctors who didn't immediately know what was causing the pain. They say, quote, emergency physicians began to perform tests given the mobility problems presented by the patient. We're guessing they were just as surprised as she when they discovered what the cause of the pain was. Now, the object had caused a serious infection in her genitals. And beyond the health consequences of this situation, the whole incident raises the question of how the object got there and who might be responsible for making the woman terribly ill. Now, the woman did not want police to investigate the situation and refused to make a statement. So police stated, we are not actively investigating this matter because a woman declined to give a statement. So this may be a mystery that'll likely never be solved. All right. So here's the question. What was the mystery object that was lodged in this woman's vagina? Was it a Tide Pod? Was it a wad of cash? Was it a dead turtle? Or was it a monkey paw? So Tide Pod, wad of cash, dead turtle, or monkey paw. Sadly, one of these four things.
Yeah, those are all pretty wild.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with the dead turtle.
Dead turtle for
dead
Joe.
Dead turtle, all right.
Dead, I'm going to go wad of cash. But she went to the hospital.
She went to the hospital in pain, all right? And as best they can tell, she did not know what was in there. When they figured out what it was, they're like, this is weird. We should have a police investigation. Oh. If you didn't do it yourself, and she's like, I didn't, but I don't want to go down this road.
No, it's definitely a Tide Pod during case. If you didn't know it was in there, then.
So what are you guessing then?
Tide Pod.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ted?
I just feel like the Tide Pod would burst, and the way it works, when it gets hit with moisture, they dissolve.
Oh, yeah, so, that's true. Yeah, but she had an infection, and so she couldn't find it. So.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, hey, you're not wrong. I feel like I would just know if it was cash.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I'm with him. It's turtles all the way down.
You going turtles?
You're going dead turtle. Okay.
Dead turtle?
What was stuck up there? A Tide Pod, a wad of cash, a dead turtle, or a monkey paw? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. Let's get a woman. She's in a whole lot of pain in the downstairs area. Went to the ER. Something odd was in her vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Question is, what was causing this pain? Was it a Tide Pod? She has no recollection of any of this.
According to her, she has no recollection.
A Tide Pod. Could have been Todd. Tide Pod, wad of cash, a dead turtle, or a monkey paw.
And all of those are ridiculous, but one of those, sadly, is the answer to this. And Miles, you went with cash.
Yeah.
Not cash. And look, if I'm the doctor and I found cash in there, I wouldn't tell her that's what we found. I would just keep the cash. Our friend Joe, he went with the Tide Pod. Started with the dead turtle, went to Tide Pod. That was not a Tide Pod. Ted, you gave this a lot of thought. Just said, well, Tide Pods would dissolve
in there because of moisture.
Right? Which made me think of our caller. Remember DV Steve that called all those years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I had not thought about that guy until you said that, so maybe not in hers. But you, in the end, you went with the dead turtle.
Correct.
And you
why?
Are
the question is why?
Nobody freaking knows. Like I said, I don't know what kind of party she went to. I've never been to that kind of party. I just find it strange that you go to the hospital in that much pain for obvious reasons. It has caused an infection. And when they're like, hey, do you want us to look into this? Your answer is no.
Nah. She, yeah.
I don't want to know who put a dead turtle in there.
Right. You'd have to assume there's some drugs or something involved. There's some reason she didn't want to help the cops.
Right. There's a dead turtle in your vagina. I don't know what you did, but whatever you did trumps that. You said, nope. Let it go. Let it go.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Your choices today. Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. The Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it
late
night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Teams and Towns and Writers. Something come up in the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
New study says that not having a ton of friends can be better for your health. That study published in the prestigious New England Journal of Scientists, who are totally fine. Thanks for asking.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert.
Colbert.
And socializing news, according to a new study, not having a ton of friends can be better for your health. That study published in the prestigious New England Journal of Scientists, we're totally fine. Thanks for asking.
2,100 fake pieces of art were reportedly recovered in Italy, and officials first became suspicious when they noticed the Last Supper had Burger King.
Seth?
That's Seth.
Authorities in Italy recently seized more than 2,100 fake pieces of art in connection with a large-scale forgery network. Officials first became suspicious when they realized the Last Supper had Burger King.
Not every day that you hear Seth can't not able to get through a joke.
This Friday is the big boxing match everyone's been talking about, when an almost 60-year-old Mike Tyson will fight YouTube star Jake Paul on Netflix. And Netflix has a new slogan, Netflix, where you can beat up an old man for entertainment.
He tells me.
Yeah. The genetic testing company 23andMe is cutting 200 employees. And as part of their severance package, at least six of them were told they're cousins.
Colbert.
Seth.
The genetic testing company 23andMe announced this week that it will lay off 200 employees, but as part of their severance package, we're told at least six of them were cousins.
And two of you are married. New research found that Ozempic could help people cut back on drinking. Thanks to Ozempic, you can eat less food and have less booze, but you will live longer. So what's the point?
Seth.
Fallon.
Damn it.
According to new research, Ozempic could help people cut back on drinking. Yep, thanks to Ozempic, you can have less food and less booze, so you'll live longer, but what's the point?
All right, I watched a hot one last night. First, I will say I did wrap up the Aaron Hernandez show on FX.
Okay.
That last episode was on Tuesday. Again, you're not going to have sympathy. Aaron Hernandez did these crimes, right? I think they did a very good job of pointing out, like, his upbringing, sure. How he always feels people want something from him, the fact that I don't know if he was bisexual or homosexual, but definitely had sex with men, allegedly.
Right.
And that played a big part in it. I did not realize that there was a radio station in Boston where they had somebody on that reported on this. Nobody had heard this part of the story.
Okay.
And then 2 days later, he commits suicide.
Oh, damn.
But that's also in correlation with the amount of CTE he has had and sure. Stuff. Like, I mean, that was a big deal when he passed away to get his brain. And they're just like, we haven't seen damage like this.
Right.
Like,
basically, on someone that old.
On that age. They were basically like, in 10 years, if he hadn't passed away, he almost would have been in a vegetative state. Right?
Damn.
They
say? Really?
Yeah, he would have been in bad shape. But again, not excusing any of it. It's I don't know. I like the series. You could read up on it. The stuff with the guys, too. Like, they even brought it up. Like, in one of the trials he was on, they were going to bring it in. And they eventually, they were like, no, 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 it's not important. So okay. It didn't get brought up in the trial. But, you know, it's just, yeah, there's a lot going on there. Now, speaking of him being in prison, so last night I watched a special on the Stanford Prison Experiment.
All right.
I have heard about this for years. We were talking about it earlier, and Mike started talking about it. So the big thing you've always heard is that they take these students, right? This is in the 70s, and they're basically like, they pick who's going to be the guards and who are going to be the inmates. Okay. And they build this prison on the campus. They're going to run it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
So what they find, the theory we've always heard and was established by the doctor that did it, is that basically you give somebody absolute power and they will turn into bad people. And the prison guards, these guys did some bad stuff, right?
Sure.
Like they, you know, they're tormenting these guys. They're blindfolding them. I mean, they're basically, they can't physically.
Keeping them up at all hours of the night and day.
But you can't physically hit them, right? But they did everything else they could.
Right.
And the guys that were the prison guards, like they did it, right? They're like, no, 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 this and that. So this theory had gone on for years to the point where the doctor, Zimbardo, I did not really. He writes a book. He is famous.
All right.
He gets so famous, and he always brings it back up that this is what happens to people, that when you have the awful stuff that happened at Abu Ghraib, the prison in Iraq, yeah. Right? So people got there's some servicemen and women that got into real trouble for some of the stuff that went on there, the sexual humiliation and this and that. And it almost mirrored what had happened in the Stanford experiment. People believed the doctor's story so much, he was on the defense team. Now, in the last few years, there's a French guy that just starts looking into it. He wasn't trying to debunk it. He just wanted to look into it. And it turns out Zimbardo has been lying basically the entire time. Like, the guards didn't turn on anybody. He just left out key things in this, right? He brought the guards in a day early and basically trained them and said, hey, you got to do this. You got to assert authority. And, like, basically messed with them. There was a student that was already part of it. He left. He was a guard. And he was like, this is too weird, too dark. One guy quit as a prisoner. He acted insane because they had a hole.
Okay.
And then basically the only reason they stopped the experiment is, like, Zimbardo's girlfriend, the way the story is, she sees the footage and is like, this is too much. You're doing
too
much.
How long? You said it's a two-week experiment. That's what it's supposed
to
be. How long?
6 days.
That's it.
One guy quit after like a day and a half. And then they brought in another guy. This guy, right, and you got to remember this is the 70s, this guy has traveled all over the world, he's into yoga, this and that. He gets in there and realizes, like this is not what I thought it was going to be, this and that. So he does a hunger strike, which, right, which would happen in a normal prison.
Sure.
But, you know, it's a month after this, you have that the infamous prison riot and deaths at Attica in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So Zimbardo's all over everybody's news cycle. And then you have all that stuff in Abu Ghraib, and then he shows up there again. But it was just super interesting because, I mean, look, I have quoted this. Like, well, look at the Stanford prison experiment. And apparently, you know, this is the problem with... Right. A lot of it was. You know, and that's part of what you got to keep in mind when you're listening to scientists and stuff. Like, we would have no way to know, but he was leaving out key parts of it.
Right. Like, I encouraged them to do these things.
So the BBC basically did the same experiment, I want to say like late 90s, early 2000, and it was the complete, but they didn't tell the guards, be mean, and this and that.
Right.
And some of these dudes that were guards, like the one guy, I mean, he was going to Stanford, right? He's like a musical theater guy, and this and that. And he goes, hey, man, before I went in there, he was like, I was a character. And he was like, did nobody ever take an acting class? So he was like, remember Cool Hand Luke, the one guard that was the big POS? He was like, before I went in there, I would have a moment to myself and be like, get in character. And that's what he did. He's banging on the doors. He's ripping cigs. So these guards are finally the truthful story is getting out there. And they're like, thank God.
Right.
Like, I've had people scream at me. He's like, I've had people come to he runs like an art gallery or something and like try to, you know, like people are pissed because they think he was. Because Zimbardo for years Zimbardo is like, Miles just decided to torture these guys. Weird. And it's like, well, no, I told Miles, hey, torture that dude. So it's just super interesting. If you're a nerd like me with, like, you know, history and that kind of stuff, it's pretty awesome. There's part three tonight. I'm going to watch it. But I just said, hey, for those guards, I'm going to do my part and be like, Zimbardo was lying.
Yeah.
Let's see. People getting upset about nothing. Michael Strahan apologized. I don't think he has to. Sunday, they were doing the big veteran show.
Yeah.
National anthem plays. He stood there. He just didn't have his hand over his heart. People got really pissed off. I don't even know how that is an issue. So anyhow, he apologized. Keep in mind, his father was a military person.
Right.
He grew up most of his life on military bases, obviously has respect and everything else for the military. It just, like, I also remind people sometimes, too, like, look, when I'm down at Autzen on Saturday, I put my hand over my heart, but that's what I do. My father was in the military.
Yeah.
Civilians don't have to.
Right. Stand up and take off your damn hat.
Like, Strahan is not the problem. So, no. He did apologize. If I offended somebody, but I'm like, all right, you know, like he said, he's like, dude, that was not my intent. He was like, I was just standing
there. Right.
And he's standing there like he's in a wedding. That's, I feel like that's pretty standard.
You know
what I mean? So, good for him for apologizing. I don't think he really had to. Miles gave me this story yesterday, which is pretty sad. Dave Collier from Full House, he's battling cancer. Basically, he was like, had something. He's like, I got to go get it checked out. Turns out it was stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Damn.
He found out just about it a while ago. He says it's very aggressive. Good news is, and sadly, a couple of us in here have very real, you know, too close to people that have died of cancer. Like yeah. my cousin Christina, she's been stage 4 for like 2 years now. Damn. It is tough. But his is stage 3. You don't know, like, look, it's bad, but that... The rate goes much higher.
Right, right.
That he will end out be okay on the other side of it, just between those stages, this and that. So, sad story, but honestly, he's still really positive about it, and he's like, look, just do what I have to do.
Yeah.
Right, figure it out there. So, good for him. And I think a lot of people, you know, we see, obviously, with the success of Fuller House,
yeah,
Full House. I mean, that guy also, I've seen his stand-up before. Pretty funny.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got to remember, like, when I'm watching that show as a kid, like, that's just who those people are. Like, John Stamos, you knew was a star for other reasons. Uncle Jesse would just show up sometimes. But, like, I don't know. Like, we never knew Bob Saget was actually a filthy comedian.
No idea at all.
I didn't know Dave. I didn't even know that dude was an actual comedian. You just thought he was an actor on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people grew up with those stars. And you have a connection with those people you grew up watching on TV.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Even if you don't know that Raven Simone wasn't Rudy. I'm telling you.
Oh, we stepped in it yesterday, man.
Oh, that was bad.
Really, she was not Rudy. Okay, man. It was an honest mistake.
Well, that's why today, right, the poll question was about the songs. And as I'm typing out the Barney theme song, that's why I said that is not the theme song. The I Love You song is part of the show.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, I think they sang it every show.
That's how they ended the show.
That's how they ended the show. All right, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, man.
Last night, I recommended some Maction. None of the games were that good. That's why I started watching this thing on the Stanford Prison Experiment.
What was the name of it, by the way?
The Stanford Prison Experiment?
Yeah. The
Oh, it was on National Geographic.
Nat Geo, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like you got, listen, when you hear me talking about shows, either you know it's sports or you got to get into the old man zone. National Geographic, Discovery, History, American Heroes Channel.
Is that a channel?
AHC? Yeah.
That's what it stands for. Okay, I've seen it. I just never knew what it was.
Yeah, there's some good ones on that one. But tonight you got some NFL football. You have the Eagles hosting the Commanders. NFC classic matchup. That should be rowdy there in Philly, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
And our top story, we go to Arizona, where authorities were called about a stowaway. Pardon me. After making the drive from Scottsdale to Mesa, a local man got out of his truck and noticed something poking out from underneath it. The head of a boa constrictor.
Ugh.
Yeah. He immediately called authorities, who arrived on the scene and began the process of carefully extracting the animal from underneath the truck. They were able to remove the skid plate from under the truck and safely remove the reptile, saying that it was not harmed in the process. I love that they put that in there. It's like, I'm not worried about the snake not being okay pulling it out from underneath the truck. I don't want to get bit by the damn thing. It was taken to a local hospital, a local herpetological society to be cared for as they searched for the owner.
Herpetological.
It
doesn't just roll off the tongue.
It doesn't. There are a lot of words in science. It's like, really? That's the best word that we could come up with.
Right.
Ooh, it's from Latin. Don't care.
Doesn't matter.
Right, we could change that, cool. You know.
So the Vatican can understand.
That's right. All
no
right.
One else can.
Sweet. I'm not near as afraid of snakes as like Ted is, but that would still be jarring to jump out of a truck and there's just a little snake head poking out from underneath.
Like, and the thing is, like, I'm not scared of snakes at all, but if you don't expect to see one.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's going to kind of get to
Arizona.
Well, that's what makes them so scary. Sure.
What?
You just never expect to see it.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, like, I'm super paranoid, but like snakes do show up in toilets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Miles lost a snake when they, right?
Yeah,
and
in
an apartment
for
building.
Months.
Right. That thing could have
for
slid
months.
Next door. Hunkered on the water heater, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Around the hot water pipe.
Yeah.
Behind the heater.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Kind of wrapped
sense.
Around it like a tie stick.
I was like, what? All we have here is what? Garter snakes? Anything else?
Oh, I mean, you go Eastern Washington, tons of rattlesnakes.
Oh, the rattlesnakes, sure.
I mean, I told you before, my buddy Bernie, we had a good friend. He loved all kinds of animals, but he had snakes, too. And if we went over to his house, if we were going to spend the night, I would sleep in Bernie's car.
I don't blame you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't
like
blame
you. Never know when one's going to get out.
No. And it's like, that to me is like somebody having a tiger as a pet. Like, oh, no, he loves everybody. Like, yeah, to eat them.
For now.
Right.
Yeah.
In other news, for many reasons, the Secret Service has found itself under scrutiny, and this latest story is icing on the cake. I actually love this one. A book has recently been published from a woman that dated a now former agent and told all about the lengths that he was willing to go to impress her. Back in 2022, she tells that she received an offer from the agent to follow him to Hawaii on assignment. He worked security detail for the Obama family and used his position to spice things up in their relationship, offering to sneak her into the Obama's home and even propositioned that the two have sex in former First Lady Michelle Obama's bathroom.
Damn.
Yeah. Being that it's the Secret Service, this kind of breach of trust did not go unnoticed, and after he was suspended pending an investigation, he was terminated from his position.
Now, what is that, conditioner?
Oh, no. Now, there's two truths here. He's absolutely right to lose his job. Once you breach that trust, there is no way to get it back because you're not supposed to do these things in the first place, so how can I trust you to not do it again? Second, I don't blame the guy at all for using his position to get a little bit of leg.
Look, man, if I'm going to lose my job in the Secret Service, that is the reason
right.
that I'm going to lose
the
my job.
The worst that's
going
to happen is I'm going to lose my job.
All
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what the feather in my cap is?
Right. I feel like anybody who's got any sort of prestige to their job at all uses that to their advantage.
Sure.
To get ahead a little bit.
Yeah. Interesting choice of words.
Nah.
Yeah. Careful choice of words.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
I just feel like I'm not against having sex at work. I wouldn't do it in the boss's office.
Fair call, dude.
It's like, maybe we didn't have to go to into Obama's bedroom.
It was at his Hawaii home.
My bad. You're right. Game on. Yeah, I do it at my boss's home in Hawaii or his vacation home.
About to say, you know.
My bad. I thought it was right. It was like his office.
Yeah. You know, right. Dave gives us the key to his Hawaiian condo. Like, I might, you know.
If he gave us the key to his Hawaiian condo, like, you know we're going to have sex in there.
You know this is happening, right? Your fridge is going to be empty of all alcohol.
Yeah.
And we're going to have sex in your house.
We'll keep it classy. We'll lay down a towel.
Hey, yes.
Where do you keep your towels?
Right. Wash the sheets. You know, where's your Tide Pods?
We'll do it on the shower curtain. It's all good.
Oh, no.
I'll hang it back up.
Ah, damn. We go to Australia for some unsettling news. A plane from a local airline underwent a routine maintenance check. They do it like every month or so, maybe 2 months, sure. Something like that. But it found something troubling. A tool that had been lodged into one of the engines of the plane, which was already a problem. But the bigger issue is the tool was found to have been lodged there for just under 300 hours worth of flights before it was found.
Damn, man.
It's just
that's terrifying.
Stuck in there, dude. Luckily, it didn't cause any real damage nor complication, but it does cause for a little alarm and double checking during maintenance scans before flights.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, we're just going to...
Yeah, let's do a maintenance.
That's a story I didn't want to know.
But then again, we're getting these headlines all over the place this year of like, you guys know that these planes are just begging for issues every time they're in the sky, right?
I mean, like, that's one thing. And I go, sure, I can live with that. But be like, yeah, we left our tool in the engine.
Right. Just when they say that, you know now to reduce your expectations of what you're flying in from a brand new Cadillac to kind of like a mid-2000s Honda Civic.
Right.
Down the road. It's going to get you there. It's not the happiest one out there on the road. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We visit our friends to the north in Canada, where a world record has been broken. Having already bested the record for most weight benched in 30 seconds, a local man set out to beat another one, the most body weight repetitions in 30 seconds.
How much does he weigh?
201.8 pounds.
Okay.
So it's one of those where it's like, it's a good in-between because this favors the guys who are on the lighter side. However, they still have to lift their
still
body
gotta
weight.
Still got
to
lift your body weight, yeah.
The number to beat was 38, and unofficially, he clocked a full 44 reps.
Damn.
The committee is currently verifying his accomplishment. 44 reps in 30 seconds.
So how much weight did he cut before he did this?
That's a good question.
In other words,
Miles.
Did he train at 240, 235, and keep that bench?
Right?
And then, I don't know, start hitting the treadmill.
I mean, I would.
I mean, also, maybe he just wait. That's what he walks around at. So that's what he trains at.
There you go. Men's Room Sports. We've got college football on ESPN and ESPNU, basketball on NBA Network, college hoops on ESPN2, and plus Thursday night football between the Commanders and Eagles on Amazon Prime, and your Seattle Kraken hosting the Chicago Blackhawks here at Climate Pledge Arena. Puck drops at 7 on Kong as well as Amazon Prime if you want to check that out. As far as your weather, be prepared for cloudy skies with some occasional rain and a low of 42 tonight and into tomorrow, where we can expect, guess what? Cloudy skies and bouts of rain with a high of right around 49.
Yeah.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. And, of course, it'll be a bad choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.